This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Frank Frangella of Martin County School District. Frank, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Hello, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Well, so school safety has become a huge priority, and particularly where you are in Florida. Tell me, what are some of the challenges you guys are facing, and how are you resolving it?
So the biggest problem that we had down here is most of our schools, they double as a shelter. So they're very fortified. Signal coming into the schools was non-existent. So we have a lot of procedures, a lot of processes in place as far as, you know, AI and cameras and mapping systems that go to our law enforcement. But the only issue was that we couldn't get that message out. I was, just to give you a little bit of a background for myself, I spent 20 years in the NYPD, and I was involved. I was a first responder during 9/11, and one of the issues that came out of it was communication, that we didn't have communication between agencies at that time. And 23 years later, I don't know if we're better than we were back then. So communication is still a problem, and one of the problems is having that communication across different agencies. So not having cell service in the schools and also emergency radio frequency in the schools was a problem for us. So I got here 6 years ago because of what happened at the horrific events at Parkland. The state decided and the Stoneman Douglas Commission decided that they needed a safety and security specialist in its school, and I was hired there, and that was one of the first things that I've noticed. We had an incident at one of our schools where a child got hurt. The officer had to step outside of the school because there was no service inside the school for his emergency radio. And then at another site at one of my high schools, I went in there, and even, you know, as far as emergencies, it's even day-to-day operations, because I went inside. I was in there for quite a bit of time. When I came out, I had missed calls, messages, emails that in my position I can't be missing. So we started researching how to do this, and that's when we got that all installed. And honestly, in my business, I don't have the luxury of time. Seconds matter. So I needed to have something in place for law enforcement's response should something happen in our schools, because law enforcement today, everybody relies on their smartphone devices, and if I can't get that message out, or if I need to send them pictures or, you know, something that we see on the cameras, information, even coordinates for where they have to go, if they can't get that signal, it's going to be useless, and everything you have is worthless. So that's why we went to it, and we did a pilot program at two of our schools, the two worst schools, if you want to call it that, as far as having cell service, and it was South Fork and my Crystal Lake Elementary, and we did a pilot program there. It's all installed now, and honestly, it's working great.
Okay, and so what you installed now, my understanding is it's a DAS system from ADRF, and the Systems Integrators Communications International put it in for you?
Correct, yes. Great bunch of folks. I actually did a lot of research, or tried to, before I met up with these folks, and honestly, I was getting nowhere on my own because I didn't have enough knowledge of this stuff, and when I got introduced to them, it was an easy process. They told me everything that was going in. They installed it, and it's working.
Okay, and so you said at South Fork High School and Crystal Lake Elementary, it's already in. Do you have plans to expand this to other schools in the district?
Yes, so we have probably about another 8 that we have to do. So right now we're in the process of getting approval for the next 4 schools, and then we'll go to the other 4 schools, and then we have to have these are the entire school, but in my other schools in the district, we may have to do just a few buildings. So we'll be doing this project for quite a while.
Okay. And a lot of attention has been paid to in Florida to Alyssa's Law. Did you do anything to address some of those requirements as well while you did this?
Yes. So with the Alyssa's Law, it's It's basically a panic alert button. So we had that in place in the 2019-2020 school year prior to the law being passed. But when I do my training, you know, I tell my folks that we have to get that message out. It's important to get that information. My terminology that I use with them is see something, say something, do something. But if I'm telling my folks to do that, I want to make sure that when they do that, that the communication goes out. So it's an important part of that system, because even though it works off of Wi-Fi, the backup is cellular. So if something should happen and Wi-Fi goes down, that system would be useless without the backup of cellular.
Okay. So tell me, I mean, I guess from a peace of mind standpoint, how much better do you feel, and do you think your administrators and students' parents feel, knowing that, that you know, there is communications inside these buildings in case of an emergency?
I mean, across the board, you can't put a price tag on it because it is peace of mind. And honestly, it's not even just for the emergencies. That's one aspect of it. But even communication, as far as not just the active assailant, but weather conditions or just communication back and forth, now we have it, which we didn't have it before. Another way we communicate with our schools is with an 800 megahertz radio. The schools that we had issues with the service couldn't get any messaging out. So it could even be if it was a lightning storm and we had to get information out to the schools, and now we lost, let's say, power to the school, at least we can communicate with the 800 megahertz radio, and without the service, without installing what we did, this wouldn't happen. And also, as far as when we do our training for active assailant training, we let parents, the community, know that at some point, if we would have an incident in our schools, law enforcement will come in, they would take care of what's going on there, clear the entire school, and we would give our students and staff time for their parents. And can't put a price tag on that.
No question. And you mentioned the fact that you've got broadband, and this supports the frequencies for all the carriers or just one?
So I believe the major carriers is where they cover.
All right, AT&T, Verizon.
I'm not a tech guy. I'm not 100% sure about this, but I know that all the top carriers, cell service, we have.
Yeah, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. And you know, my understanding from the press release was that it also complies with some key standards, the NFPA 1225 and UL 2524, second edition. So that's it's nice to know that you have that stuff, you know, complying with those kind of standards that people look to.
And then, because we are first responders, I'm not sure what the system is, but we will have first priority in an emergency situation also.
Very cool. And, you know, I know it's a school, so we're focused on the students and everything else, but hurricanes happen in Florida. You guys also were used, I'm assuming, in situations like that to house more than just students, correct?
Correct, yes, we do. So anytime that there's a potential of a hurricane hit in this area, the emergency management will open up our schools as a shelter, and absolutely right, we will be housing the community in the schools.
Very cool. Well, Frank, congratulations on getting stuff in at South Fork and Crystal Lake, and good luck. I'm sure those deployments elsewhere in the school district will move along smoothly. Please keep in touch and let us know how things go, progress in the future, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.